Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now we start off every episode with our side eye of the week. So do you want to go first?
Sure. So you guys know that we have moved into the Collade warehouse and we're there pretty much every single day. And because we're there every single day, we didn't want to leave Dream alone. We didn't want to leave her home alone because I swear she has separation anxiety.
Yeah.
She's literally never been alone for longer than maybe like 3 or 4 hours, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
Because I work from home, and then if I wasn't home, you know, Tisha would be home or Deja would be home. She's like, she's always got someone there. So we decided to set up a little bed and bowl and basically a little room for Dream so that she felt like she was at home. And every day we bring her in. And Jonathan said to me, it was fine. The only thing was Dream was not allowed to wee or poo in the backyard of the warehouse. And the reason being is because the turf out there is actually fake turf. What's it called?
Fake grass.
Like AstroTurf or something. Like it's just fake. It's made out of plastic. And it sits on top of concrete. So if she wees on it, the smell is just going to kind of be there and it's not going to go anywhere unless it rains or unless we hose it down. And there's no hose in that area. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. If I catch her going out there, I'll just make it known that she's not allowed to be there unless she's like trying to get a suntan or whatever. Because she likes laying out in the sun.
Yeah.
So first day, I'm keeping an eye on her. She goes out there and I'm like, Dream, no. And she turns around and leaves. Perfect. Anyways, I go out that day and Mel was like, you're never going to believe what happened. And I was like, what? And she's like, you know the dog next door. And I was like, yeah. So there's this little dog next door. It's probably the size of my foot.
It's tiny.
It's 17 years old. It's old. It's partly blind. It's the cutest little thing. Anyways, she's like, yeah, it came into the warehouse, but I only noticed as it was leaving the backyard. And I was like, oh my God, don't tell me. And she's like, yeah, it did a number two in the backyard. And I was like, oh my God, Jonathan is actually going to lose it because if it's done a number two, it's definitely done a number one. And we don't like causing conflict or like being that neighbor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, excuse me, your dog like pooed in our backyard. So I told Mel to clean it up. And if Jonathan is listening to this episode, he's probably just finding out about it right now.
Oh, no, it happened the other day too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and it pissed. It was literally like a drop. It was like a drop of water because it's that small. That's how much it pissed. I was like, oh.
In the backyard?
No, it shat in the backyard and then pissed on the floor. Did you tell Dad?
Yeah, he. I made him clean it up. I was like, I'm not cleaning
that. Did he tell the neighbor? Yeah. See, what do you do? Because the dog
just got angry at the dog. He's like, oi.
Oh my gosh! And the poor little thing's probably gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna have a heart attack. I was like, oh my god, it's hard. It's probably the size of a pea.
Yeah.
But it was fine. It's just like.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything to the neighbor, which is good, but yeah, so yeah. Awkward. I was like,
So yeah, that is my side eye. Dream being an angel as usual, and she's another dog doing a wee and a poo in our backyard.
At least it's small.
Yeah, like, but the dog's small. Still
gross.
And so Seb gross. Was laying out there.
Oh yeah. He was like, did Dream pee out here? I was like, nah.
But you didn't care to tell Seb that the little dog peed out
there? I didn't know it did at that point.
Okay. Poor Seb's probably got dog wee on him now.
Yeah, he'll be right.
All right, what's your side eye?
My side eye actually happened the other day because we went to this place in Brisbane and we were driving back. I was driving and I had Mum and Deja in the car. And Deja was in the back. Mum was in the passenger, I was driving, and I was so hungry because we were stuck in traffic. And I was like to Deja, I was like, no, this is the first thing. Deja said, can you drop me home? And I was like, no, because we're already running late and I'm not like going out of my way to drop you home. Like, that's all I do. Like, I drop everyone home. Like,
oh, just please, you dropped her home once and it was literally on the way.
Yeah, but it's like, find your own way. Like, I had to catch like 3 buses if I wanted to get anywhere at her age. And I was like, okay. So anyways, I was like, no, I'm not dropping you home. And then I was literally starving. I was like, Deja, can you get me the chips from the boot? Like, all she had to do was turn around, put the seat down and get the chips. And she was like, no. And I was like, respect your elders, get me the chips. Like, I was so pissed because I was hangry. And I was like, just get me the chips, Deja. And she's like, no, I'm not doing it. And I was like, Mom, tell her to get me the chips. And she's like, well, drop her home. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, no, nah, I'm not dropping you home and I'm never talking to you ever again. Because like, my emotions got the better of me. And then I was like, okay, we need to actually be for real. So then I was like, okay, like, I'll drop you home. Just get me the chips. She gave me the chips. And then she's like, actually, I don't want to go home anymore. And I was like, oh my God, I just put in the maps to go home. And now I was like, okay. So I swapped it back. And then 3 minutes later, she's like, actually, I want to go home. I was like, this is the last time I'm ever changing it. So it was just so annoying, but it's all right.
Wait till you're a mum. Then you become someone's personal driver.
Yeah.
And you think you drive people to and from. You did it once. I had to do it for 20 years.
You didn't really drive me anywhere.
Really,
I
Letitia?
I caught the bus.
Did you catch the bus to gymnastics?
No. I caught a taxi once. No.
You caught a taxi once?
Yeah.
What happened? Was I stuck at work?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, I'm sorry. I had to work my ass off to feed you.
No, it's okay, but... Yeah.
Don't act like I never drove
well,
you anywhere,
well, hopefully I can
girl.
Have a driver to drive my kid around.
Oh, my God, please. That'll be me.
I'm joking. Yeah, you're going to drive them. No, I will drive them, but it was just so annoying. Like, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. I was like, choose a destination, queen.
Yeah.
And the fact that she just didn't get the chips for me out of the goodness of her heart, I was like, you're done.
Yeah, but you couldn't just drop her off out of the goodness of your own heart.
Because
it was on the way.
It was a complicated situation. I had friends waiting for me and we were late and the traffic, it was just a lot going on. But I ended up doing it, so.
You're such a good person.
I know, thank you.
Okay, so this episode is highly requested. So we did an episode about becoming an influencer a few weeks ago. We'll leave the link in the episode description. And today we're going to give you a part 2.
It was actually like a year ago.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure.
No way. God, time flies. Can you believe it'll be April by the time this episode comes out?
I thought it was just New Year's like yesterday.
Like, did February even happen? Everything just is flying. And then it's going to be our birthday?
I know. It's so lit. I love when time flies. Like, I hate when things are slow.
No, I don't like when time flies like that. I love being busy. But I don't like it when time goes fast.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I do.
Why?
Because I'm trying to get to that era in life when, I don't know, I can go to the Bahamas or something.
Yeah, well, I'm the opposite. I'm like slow down because I don't have a lot of time left to get to that point in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you don't get what I'm saying.
No, I do. It's just like, damn. That's kind
because
of
you're 20, you're thinking like, oh, come on, hurry up already. I want to be in the Bahamas living my best life. Whereas I'm like, damn, I really should have been at that point in my life a long time ago, but I'm not.
No, I don't think that. I'm just like, hurry up because the more that time goes on, the more that I can evolve and the stronger my heart and mind will get.
Wow, that was deep.
I don't know. I'm deep. Just like, I don't like when time goes slow. I think maybe just the period of life that I'm in right now. Like I'm just looking forward to things in the future.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm like always living in the present and like grateful for where I'm at, but I'm always like, I can't wait for this era of my life.
Yeah. So. I remember when I was 10 and time was so freaking slow.
It was so slow.
I was like, damn, I want to be 13 already. I want to be a 13-year-old. I want to be a teenager. 13
comes.
Yeah, and then 13 came and it was just like bang, 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 bang. Like things just started happening really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And it hasn't slowed down since.
No, that's actually wild because I remember when I was 16, I was like, I can't wait till I'm 17. It's the perfect age because you get your license but you don't have responsibilities. And then 18 came. And then 19 came and I moved out. And then 20 came and then I'm about to turn 21. I was like, okay, wait. Maybe I actually do get it. Like time is going so fast.
Mm.
But.
Yeah. I just want it to slow down a little bit so that I can take some time to take it in.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So you've been a full-time content creator for what, 2 years?
Almost 2 years. Like a couple months it'll be 2 years.
That's crazy.
I know.
You've obviously learned a lot. And you've achieved so much. Knowing what you know now, would you recommend it to others as a career?
I think I would, but you have to be fucking strong.
Mm.
Like, I don't think people understand. Like, when they ask me, they're like, oh, do you ever get hate? I'm like, babe, we have pages dedicated to hating every single thing we do.
Yeah.
Like we have people sending us death threats. Like it's not a joke.
Mm.
Like you have to be very strong and like not care what others think.
Yeah.
And even if you think you are like that, trust me, like it's so much harder.
Yeah. If you're human, then you will have moments of like, oh my God, this is so intense. Because like anything in life, you're going to be strong at some points in your life, but you're also going to have times where you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Because we're human, right?
Mm.
You're going to have those ebbs and flows and, you know, those ups and downs. And it is true. You have to. And if you're not strong consistently, you need to have people around you that can be there for you.
Yeah.
That is even then,
no one will be able to understand unless they're in it themselves.
Yeah.
Like it's very hard to understand like the depth of, you know, hate on social media. So I think I would recommend it, but to a certain person.
Yeah.
To a certain person who could handle that.
Yeah. Because it does have a lot of benefits.
Yeah.
Like there are so many ups. We get to go on, you know, amazing trips. Mm. We get to travel the world. We get to meet incredible people.
Mm.
Every week we go to the post office where it feels like Christmas.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of fun, but there is a lot of backlash.
Yeah, there's like a lot of things that, you know, you don't see. And I also think I would recommend it, but you have to, like most people who do it are very smart in business. Like you have to have a business orientated mind because when you are on social media, you run a business. Like it's registered. Like you have to register yourself as a business, like, and you have to be smart because a lot of people, even people I know, they don't know you have to pay tax.
Yeah.
Like tax takes like majority of my money.
Yeah.
You know, and there's also, I've seen so many influencers like just be hit with this huge tax bill and they can't afford to pay it because they don't realize that it's a business. And I think you also have to know that, you know, it's not around forever. You have to launch it, branch out into other things eventually. Like there's so many people who have been on social media and then they just burn out and then become homeless.
What?
Like in
LA. Are you talking about Austin Butler? No. Austin McBroom?
No, no, no.
Butler? No, he's like living in an RV.
In LA, a lot of like influencers become homeless because it's different over there and, you know, they don't like know how to use their online branding to create something that's sustainable.
Also, I think it's about managing your money because it's not consistent a lot of the time.
Like sometimes, like I remember when I first started, or even sometimes now, like I don't really check, but like I wouldn't get paid for like 2 or 3 months at a time. Like 2 or 3 months I would have no income coming in. And then I'd get paid and then it could be like, you know, 1 to 2 months before I have any income coming into my account. Like it is like there's definitely been times where it's stressful because you don't get paid a wage.
Yeah.
You know, unless you set up yourself into a company, but that's like a bit complicated, but it is like stressful, especially starting out.
For sure. It is definitely stressful.
Yeah, I think like I definitely recommend it and I, you know, wish success for everyone who does it because it can be great, but you definitely just have to have a strong mind and a strong support system behind you because
and be smart with your money.
Yeah.
Don't be buying designer things when you get your first paycheck. Like make sure you put that aside and because there are a lot of influencers that get a paycheck and then they're like, oh, I'm going to go buy, I don't know.
They splash out and then those are the same ones that, you know, they really struggle when it comes to real life stuff.
Exactly.
You know, you have to be smart with it just like any other job.
Yeah. But and the tax office does not play around.
No, they don't.
Like they're getting their money.
Like I reckon, they get their money. It's crazy.
Yeah. So that's definitely a good tip. Like just it is something we would recommend, but just
and be careful because, you could get, you know, you could start out and get paid. Like I see like UGC creators, they make like their first 10K a month, And, you know, that's great. But you could go several months without getting anything because that's just the way marketing is. Like, you know, brands, they don't have budget at certain times or like there's just no money in it sometimes.
Another thing as well is with the content that you produce, for example, I went through a really bad cancellation a few years ago and I had brands pull out of working with me.
Yeah.
And so there's all my income gone and it's like, well, how am I going to recover from this? Am I going to be able to not be cancelled anymore and get brands to want to work with me because that's our main source of income, doing those brand deals. So it's very important to kind of remember that you've got to not get cancelled too, which is kind of impossible.
Yeah. It's just like when you do start being an influencer or whatever, I just hate that word. I don't know why.
Why?
It's so weird.
Let's talk about it. Because I think the reason you hate it is because people have
– it's because, there's a negative connotation with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is tricky because anything you've done in the past or anything you do is going to be looked under a very short microscope and, you know, anything can be thrown out of proportion, stories will be spun, people will make rumors about you. You know, like it comes down to if you're going to do it, you have to accept that it's going to affect every single thing in your life.
Yeah.
To the scale that we do it, like obviously we're like quite well known, so it's a bit different. But if you're starting out, eventually you're going to get to that point.
Yeah.
Or like you want to get to the point where you're established and, you know, it is the most rewarding thing in the world. Like I wouldn't change it for anything, but you just have to be strong because like, you know, people don't play.
No.
Like, and you will like there are nights where I can't go to sleep because I'm scared I'm like going to wake up and there's going to be like an article or like I'm going to wake up and I've like accidentally posted something in my story that could literally ruin my life. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And this is like one of the 24/7 thing.
Yeah. And this is one of the reasons why I was so scared about launching Collade Because if I was, you know, if I didn't have a large following and I was just launching a business, people wouldn't be analyzing what I was doing as much as they're analyzing me right now. And that's why there was so much pressure on me to make sure that it was perfect and everything was right, because I didn't want to get hate for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like even now we're in the process of creating a few more products, there's that same stress of like making sure that it's perfect.
Yeah. Because people like, they're just mean. Like people on the internet are just mean, and like I'll never understand the internet.
Mean girl energy is not a vibe.
No.
Like it just, I read this quote and it was like, mean girl energy just screams misery.
Yeah.
Like you must be a very miserable person to go out of your way to try and bring someone else down.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like I feel like the longer you're in it, the more you understand, oh, it isn't that deep, because you'll see videos, you'll see women like get on the internet and like bash you, for example, like just pull apart everything you do, and then their bio is women support women.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, choose a side, because you can't be picking and choosing who you're supporting and then saying that.
Yeah, I know.
Like it's wild.
It's crazy to me how many people are like gratitude and positivity, then they jump onto my page and they start bringing me down. And it's like,
yeah,
what? I thought you were all about being grateful and positive vibes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to me, you're not. Please.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just wild.
Yeah. So strap in for that ride. And I think we had to learn that fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Because we didn't blow up on Instagram. We, you know, we definitely did post a lot trying to grow on Instagram, but it just wasn't the, I guess, right time or the right platform for us.
That's and, just like, yeah.
And then when we got on TikTok, it just blew up, and it was like we had to learn really, really quickly.
So fast. And it blows my mind because I get like, you know, even some of my closest friends, they're like, you know, I want to post this, but I'm scared of getting hate. And I'm like, babes, like, I'm sorry, but I can't do anything to help you. Like there's nothing I can say that's going to stop that.
Yeah.
And if you think, if you're already in the mindset of not wanting to do it because of that, then like it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
You just have to be ready for that.
Like yeah.
It's going to happen regardless. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I don't know, when I first started posting, I was never concerned about that.
No.
Because I just never thought it would happen. And then it did happen. And I was like,
yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, I was the same. Like, it's crazy. You can go so long without getting hate, and then it's just one little thing that makes people flip.
Yeah.
I mean, it is definitely a career I would encourage, but you need to have that strong support and strong mindset, because there will be days where it gets really hard.
Yeah. Like, I would encourage because of all the pros and like it's completely changed our life, but I also wouldn't encourage because there's definitely days where I'm like, I'd never want to post ever again and I never want to be judged ever again. You know what I mean? Mm. But when you think about it, that's going to happen even in the real world.
Yeah.
Even in your small circle of friends, there's always going to be a hater.
Yeah.
It's just like a bigger scale online and it's just like rougher. Like you go to Instagram Reels and open the comments and just get ready for that. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I also think it's hard for people, especially younger, like teenagers, I guess, to kind of start a platform, because when you start posting online, guess who sees it? Your friends.
Mm.
And what are they going to think of you? You know, what are they going to say? They're going to mention all these things at school or, you know, behind your back even.
Mm.
And there's going to be so much of that before you actually gain a following.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people drop or give up before they get to that point of being an influencer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I just think like you're never going to get hated by somebody doing better than you. Like anytime I see like a little girl who's starting, like I will go and support. The only people who are hating on her are the people who wish they could.
Mm.
Or, you know, they just don't have like they're just envious and jealous.
Yeah.
But I feel like definitely it's hard for kids, like especially if you're in school. Like I couldn't imagine. Like I wasn't in school when I was on social media. So it was like easier for me because I didn't have the judgment of others.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care.
Yeah.
Anyways, like I went to uni, I knew like three people and they already knew about my TikTok and like, I don't know.
Do you know what I would suggest if I was like someone who was worried about what my friends would think or, you know, worried about what my family would think? I would actually go out and create that account and not tell a soul. Because that's exactly what I did when I started a TikTok. I was like, this is a TikTok account for me to be fun, create videos with my daughters because I felt like that brought us closer together. And there was no real thought of trying to gain a following, trying to become an influencer. Mm. It was purely just for fun. So if you're wanting to be an influencer and you're worried about people teasing you, just get onto TikTok, make a video, and it's going to land on people's For You pages if they're interested in that type of content.
Yeah.
And if it falls onto, you know, someone at school and they say something and they're mean about it, you've just got to try and block them out.
Yeah.
But it is about that consistency. One thing you do, well, what one thing I think you have to do, especially in the early stages of trying to become an influencer, is consistency.
Yeah.
You have to make videos about anything and everything until you find content that your viewers enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, for example, for me, I started my content around Dancing with Deja because I thought that was fun. Then I was like, hang on a second. My business could really benefit from this. And that was when I had an online, I was, women were paying a subscription for my recipes. And I was like, hang on a second, this might actually be a way I could generate more customers. So I started sharing my recipes for free on that platform. And that started blowing up. And then people were curious to learn more about my life. So I did vlogs and that started blowing up. People were curious about, you know, hearing my story time. So I did Get Ready With Me. So you kind of evolve as you get started.
Yeah. And I think that's why people like follow, because they're interested in the journey.
Yes.
They're interested in being, you know, people want to be like, I followed her since this day.
Yes.
So it's all about getting started. And just like anything, when you get started, it's going to be a slow start.
Yeah.
And you're going to have haters, but once you start doing good, watch how fast they turn around and they want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
And the only way to become an influencer is to start.
Yeah.
And once you start your video, I look back on my old videos and I'm like, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
I have, because I've started the Kalade page, I'm getting old videos, old vlogs of mine pop up on that For You page. And I am cringing.
Yeah, I can't even watch videos of me a week ago.
Yeah.
But that is like the perfect sign, because if you don't cringe, then you haven't grown.
Exactly.
And the more you grow, you know, the better you're going to get. So it's actually a good thing.
I agree.
But you just got to leave them videos up. Don't delete them.
Yeah, no, don't delete them. Even though it cringes you out, it might actually entertain or benefit someone else.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Another big thing to consider is staying relevant.
Yeah.
Like, that's really important.
I agree. And this is a big one for me because it's probably one of my biggest stresses. So I want to stay relevant, but I also don't want to get cancelled. I mean, I don't mind getting cancelled once in a while, but at the moment it's just getting a bit too much. So one of my goals is not to get cancelled for a while, but I do want to stay relevant. And I feel like the best way you can stay relevant is to share your opinion on topics, which sometimes can be quite challenging because those opinions that you have may not align with some of your followers. But I've always been a big believer of not everyone is going to like you. And that is totally fine because I don't like a lot of people, you know what I mean? But the ones that like you will stick around.
Yeah.
And the ones that don't like you were never meant to be there anyway.
That's true.
So, yeah, I would say like sharing your opinion is a big one. And I like to do that in my get ready with me's, if you haven't already noticed. But I also tread very carefully not to upset anyone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about you? How do you stay relevant?
I don't know. I feel like it always comes and goes in waves. Sometimes I'll have weeks where all my videos are over a million views and it just happens by people becoming interested all of a sudden or something, going wrong like that.
Yeah.
That's usually the case. But I mean, I never really try to do anything to stay relevant. I'm also just post.
Your content's really different to mine, I feel.
Yeah, I just post stuff I enjoy. Like I don't post to be like, oh, I wonder how many people are going to, what are they going to think of this? Like I actually don't care.
Like, I'll post a video. You're very carefree.
Because
it's funny. Like the one where Seb sat on your face, I could never post content like that.
Yeah,
but that video got like what? A million, 12 million views or something
crazy. Oh, it's up to like 20 million views.
Yeah, that is insane to me.
Yeah.
That is just crazy.
Yeah, see, that was like enjoyable to me because like we always go to the gym together and I was like, this would be a funny idea.
Yeah.
Like 10 seconds to film, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, like there's different ways. Like I don't know if people really have drama to stay relevant. I don't know if that's a thing.
Like just make drama all the time.
Yeah. I think just keeping their content always interesting and always something new and exciting is like key.
Yeah. I think there's definitely some moments in our life where it does feel like it's drama after drama after drama.
Yeah.
Which definitely, I think that's what helps with our content is we share what's happening in our lives. But then there's also a lot of times where it's like, okay, what's happening? Why is this week so quiet? We've got nothing happening. Where's the drama? But we don't go out and look for drama. We, well, for me personally, like if I don't have anything exciting happening that week, I'll post recipes. I'll post hacks. You know, I want to educate my audience as well. Like I want to give them something in return for watching me. And if that means like passing wisdom down to them or tips, that's what I'll do. And then obviously when there's something dramatic happening in our lives, I'll document it, which is going to entertain them. So whenever I'm posting, I always think of it from a viewer's perspective. I'm not selfish in my content at all. I'm always thinking about what's in it for my viewer. And I think that's why I get such a large watch time. Like there's, I can't remember how many millions of watch time I get, but a lot of people enjoy watching my content because I'm actually giving them information.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, look at me, look how pretty I am, which is, you know, once in a while I'll do content like that where I'm doing like a quick, you know, little dance and stuff. But more often than not, it's giving them something in return.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like people watching our videos, you know, they think it's very just like one voiceover and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I mean, not much for me. I don't really script my vlogs out, but I know you like will script everything start to finish.
Yeah, because I want to make it enjoyable.
Mm.
I don't want it to be like, for example, when you watch my vlogs and say I'm making breakfast, I won't talk about making breakfast. I'll talk about something else and you'll be able to view me getting the bread, putting it in the toaster, putting butter on, putting Vegemite on, but never once did I say, okay, right now I'm getting the bread, I'm getting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people can visually see that's what I'm doing. There's no point in me repeating it. They're not stupid. So as well as taking them along for my day, so I'll visually show them, but I'm also, you know, maybe sharing how I feel or maybe sharing an obstacle that I kind of overcome or, you know, something interesting that happened that day. That's what I'll kind of focus on. And the visual is going to do the storytelling on its own as well.
Yeah. Like most of the time our videos, I mean, I reckon 80% of the time my videos are thought out to this is the type of audience I want to hit. This is how I want them to feel. This is what the reaction I want out of it.
Mm.
I think they'll send it to people because of this. I think that they'll save it to their favorites because of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's more so I wake up and I'm like, what? How can I use this video to get the most engagement?
Yeah.
And I think that's important because obviously there's videos that I post and it's just like carefree. I just want to post it because I want to.
Mm.
But, you know, most of the time it's to get a certain reaction or engagement out of it, you know?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's our job.
Yeah.
It's our livelihood. Maybe one day TikTok will pay us, but, you know, we've got to get good engagement.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've got to make it beneficial for people to watch us.
Yeah.
Like it can't be all selfish. I think sometimes you'll notice, like if you post a vlog and you go, oh, why didn't that do good? Maybe ask yourself, what would you, if you were the viewer, what would you be thinking? Because it might be boring, you know. Are you just repeating everything that you're filming? Because people can tell a story by, you know, watching a video. They don't need you to reiterate every single little thing.
Yeah.
To be honest, my vlogs started off like that. Okay, guys, let's, you know, and I'm walking them through exactly what I'm doing and I'm showing them at the same time. And then I slowly realized that that type of content for me was boring.
Yeah.
I really didn't like watching vlogs of people saying, okay, we're going to go to the grocery store now. So let's get in my car and then we'll get in the car and let's drive. And there's like a little snippet of them driving. And then we're going, you know what I mean? So they're telling the story at the same time as the video. Whereas I really enjoyed content like, okay, she's going to the grocery store. I can tell that, but what is she getting? Why is she getting it? Is she going to make a meal for her family? Like, what's the real story behind her going to the grocery store?
Yeah.
So over time, my content kind of changed to telling the real story, not the basic story, like what is actually happening.
Because people want depth. They want to know what's actually going on.
For sure.
You know? If I made a vlog of every single day, just normally it would be like, okay, I'm going to the gym and then I went to bed.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like you got to pick out the interesting things. And this is just if you're doing vlogging. Like obviously there's so many different things you could do online, but it just like our generation's attention span is short.
Yeah.
It's so short. So you got to make it interesting and jumpy and always engaging.
But I also think when I'm watching a long movie, say it's like a 2.5 hour movie and I get to 1 hour and I'm like, this is boring as hell. I want to walk out and leave, which I have done in the like last couple of movies that I've sat in. I'm like, this is so boring. you know, you've got to think, some people are thinking about that of your content that only goes for a minute. So how can you make it interesting? How can you make it engaging?
Yeah.
And it doesn't just have to be vlogs. It can be a recipe. Like, are you going to give them a secret tip? Are you going to show them how they can improve, like, I don't know, their mac and cheese or something like that?
Mm.
Always make it beneficial for your viewer.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of work that goes behind our content, but I also want the content to feel like it's easy.
Mm.
And sometimes it is easy. Like, my Get Ready With Me's are super easy. You know, it's just talking about my day and stuff like that. But there are pieces of content that involve a little bit more work.
Mm.
But we're the lucky ones. I feel like our pieces of content are quite easy. I mean, the people who are creating skits, so much work would go into that, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you are the viewer and you're looking at these pieces of content that go for 30 seconds, 1 minute, it can seem like we've not put a lot of effort into them. And it really triggers me when people say, oh, they're just lucky that they've blown up on social media.
Yeah.
Because there's been countless, you know, hours and preparation of trying to create good content for people.
Yeah. Like, if, you know, if we were lucky, then anyone could be lucky. Anyone could make a breakthrough like that. But it, I mean, it is not the hardest thing in the world, because TikTok has made it so that you can get pushed out to explore pages. It's not just who you're following, because remember, that used to be a thing. There was no such thing as an explore page. You couldn't see random things, random people's videos. It was, if you follow someone, that's it. You just see their content. So, like, anyone can make a breakthrough, but it comes down to them being interesting enough, them putting out content that's actually worthwhile watching. You know?
I agree. But does it trigger you when people say that you're lucky, or do you not care?
Oh, it does trigger me, but only because they don't know my personal story.
Yeah.
Only because they don't know what I've been through personally, but they'll never know, so.
It's funny. Yeah. Someone commented on my video the other day and was like, yeah, you're lucky because you blew up on social media. And so much of me wanted to write back and reply, but then this girl replied and she was like, Kat isn't lucky. I'm actually a part of a Facebook group that she was a part of many, many years ago, and I remember her promoting her business, sharing her recipes every single week, you know, hustling hard to kind of grow her business. So, yes, you see the success, but you did not see the years of work behind that. And I was like, I love this girl.
Yeah.
I literally love her.
Yeah.
But it's so true. Like, a lot of people see the end result.
Yeah.
And they just assume, yeah, she's lucky.
Yeah. Like, they'll see you on TikTok when you've already got a million followers, and then they're like, oh, she's just always had this. But no, you know, if it was that easy, then everyone would do it.
Period.
So. Alrighty, guys, well, that is the end of the episode. Hopefully these tips helped you. If you guys want to listen, we have new episodes on Tuesday and Thursday. We'll talk to you next time. Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.